Last year, John Key shook up politics in New Zealand when the long-standing prime minister decided to resign. Now, with an election just 6 weeks away, the two largest opposition parties have both changed leaders as well. We have more from Neil Conan in today's Pacific News Minute. First to go, late last month, was Andrew Little, after polls put his Labour Party at a dismal 24%. Little stepped aside for his deputy, 37-year-old Jacinda Ardern, who made an immediate impact when male broadcasters asked her twice in the next 2 days whether she planned to have children. She replied that she was willing to discuss how she balanced work and family life, an issue she said many other women face, but she also said no male candidate would ever face such a question and added it is totally unacceptable in 2017 to say that women should have to answer that question in the workplace. Under New Zealand law, it's illegal for an employer to ask a female employee if she plans to get pregnant. Then this week, Metairie Turei, co-leader of the Green Party, resigned. The Greens had surged in popularity after she admitted last month that, as an impoverished single mother back in the 1990s, she lied to qualify for welfare. But then more emerged about her past, including another lie. She admitted that she fudged her address so she could vote for a friend running for office. She said the focus on her family was unbearable. James Shaw, the other co-leader, will lead the Green Party alone. The shakeups had no effect on the ruling National Party, which held steady at 44% in the polls. The fresh face of Jacinda Ardern lifted Labour almost 10 points to 33%, while the Greens slumped from 15 to 8. Election Day is September 23rd. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.